Hello. Before we begin, I just wish to briefly mention that in the course of this program, you'll be introduced to various meditations and relaxation exercises. Please do not perform these exercises while driving, operating dangerous machinery, or performing any other task that requires your complete concentration, such as caring for young children. And now we begin Thich Nhat Hanh's Anger, with the author's introduction. The practice of happiness. To be happy, to me, is to suffer less. If we were not capable of transforming the pain within ourselves, happiness would not be possible. Many people look for happiness outside themselves, but true happiness must come from inside of us. Our culture tells us that happiness comes from having a lot of money, a lot of power, and a high position in society. But if you observe carefully, you will see that many rich and famous people are not happy. Many of them commit suicide. The Buddha and the monks and nuns of his time did not own anything except their three robes and one bowl, but they were very happy because they had something extremely precious, freedom. According to the Buddha's teachings, the most basic condition for happiness is freedom. Here, we do not mean political freedom, but freedom from the mental formations of anger, despair, jealousy, and delusion. These mental formations are described by the Buddha as poisons. As long as these poisons are still in our heart, happiness cannot be possible. In order to be free from anger, we have to practice, whether we are Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, or Jewish. We cannot ask the Buddha, Jesus, God, or Muhammad to take anger out of our hearts for us. There are concrete instructions on how to transform the craving, anger, and confusion within us. If we follow these instructions and learn to take good care of our suffering, we can help others do the same. Making a change for the better. Suppose there is a family in which the father and son are angry with each other. They are not capable of communicating anymore. The father suffers a lot, and also the son. They don't want to remain stuck in their anger, but they don't know how to overcome it. A good teaching is the kind of teaching that you can apply directly to your life, so that you can transform your suffering. When you are angry, you suffer as though you are being burned by the fires of hell. When you feel great despair or jealousy, you are in hell. You have to go to a friend who practices and ask how to practice in order to transform the anger, the despair, in you. Compassionate listening relieves suffering. When a person's speech is full of anger, it is because he or she suffers deeply. Because he has so much suffering, he becomes full of bitterness. He is always ready to complain and blame others for his problems. This is why you find it very unpleasant to listen to him and try to avoid him. To understand and transform anger, we must learn the practice of compassionate listening and using loving speech. There is a bodhisattva, a great being or an awakened person, who is capable of listening very deeply with a lot of compassion. She is called Kuan Yin, or Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of great compassion. We all must learn the practice of deep listening like this Bodhisattva. Then we can offer very concrete guidance to those who come seeking for help in order to restore communication. Listening with compassion can help the other person to suffer less. Yet, even if you have the best intentions, you cannot listen deeply unless you train yourself in the art of compassionate listening. If you can sit down quietly and listen compassionately to that person for 1 hour, you can relieve a lot of his suffering. Listen with only one purpose: to allow the other person to express himself properly,